It's time for OTV Top 10.
This is Akanksha. You're listening to OTV Top 10. Today is the 11th of January and here are the top news of the day. A pall of gloom descended on the Odia cine industry on Tuesday when veteran actor Mihir Das passed away while undergoing treatment at a private hospital in Cuttack. He was 63 years old. The actor was suffering from kidney ailments for the past few years. Around a month ago, he was admitted to a private hospital in Cuttack where he was on ventilator support and the dialysis was going on. Born in Mayurbhanj district on February 11, 1959, Mihir made his debut film in an art film, Schoolmaster. Thereafter, he made his commercial debut with Mathura Bijay in 1979. The veteran actor bagged the Best Actor Award from the state government for his powerful performance in Lakshmi Pratima, released in 1998, and Pheria Mo Sunna Bhoni, released in 2005. For the film Mu Tate Love Karuchi, released in 2007, he won the Best Comedian Award. However, people will never forget his stellar performance in Pua Mora Bhola Sankara. The Odisha government on Tuesday released guidelines and other restrictions that will be promulgated across the state to check congregations during the upcoming festivals, including Makar Sankranti and Pongal. In the guidelines issued by the Special Relief Commissioner, it has been stated that the state is now passing through a critical stage of COVID-19 pandemic due to resurgence of COVID-19 in some parts of the state, and it is necessary to strictly adhere to COVID-19 safety protocols for containment of spread of the infection. Usually, large number of people congregate at river banks, ghats, ponds, seashore and other water bodies to take holy bath and perform puja on the occasion of Makar Sankranti or Pongal, which will be observed on January 14, 2022. Eminent Odia literator Manglu Charan Biswal passed away at his village in Dunguri under Parmanpur block in Sambalpur on Tuesday morning following prolonged illness. He was 86 years old. Though Biswal was a teacher by profession, his passion was writing. He started writing from his school days and carved a niche for himself in the field of literature over the past several decades. He wrote many short stories, novels and poems which have been highly appreciated by readers across the state. Biswal was the writer of famous Sambalpuri play Bhuka, which was later converted to a movie by eminent director Sabyasachi Mahapatra in 1989. It was the first film from Odisha to get an international jury award at the Gijon International Film Festival. The movie portrays the plight of the Bajniyas or Gonda tribe of Odisha, who are traditionally drummers by profession, and the negative impact of cultural dominance by dominant class of people. The State Election Commissioner Aditya Prasad Padhi on Tuesday announced that the three-tier panchayat election in Odisha will be held in 5 phases starting from February 16, 2022. As per the detailed schedule announced today, the voting will be held on February 16, 18, 20, 22 and February 24, 2022. The polling will begin at 7 a.m. and continue till 1 p.m. The counting of votes will be done at block sadar level, will be held on February 26, 27 and 28. Meanwhile, the model of conduct has come into effect in the state from today and it will be in force till February 28, 2022. All the COVID-19 guidelines issued by the commission shall be strictly observed during the elections in view of the pandemic. Odisha will go to the polls for a total of 853 Zilla Parishad seats, 91,916 wards and 6,794 panchayats. Candidates will be able to contest the elections with party symbols. Amid the present spike in COVID-19 pandemic in Odisha, an undergraduate hostel of Fakir Mohan Medical College and Hospital in Balasore was declared a containment zone for a week on Tuesday after 15 students tested positive for COVID-19. As per reports, the infected students have been kept under isolation and necessary medical assistance is being provided to them by the district administration. All the students of the hostel will undergo RT-PCR test and the sanitization process of the college premises will be conducted today. Earlier a day before, as many as 49 students at the MITS Engineering College in Raigada had tested positive for the virus. Following the detection of the cases, the Raigada District Administration declared the college's Hostel A and B as micro-containment zones and sealed the premises. Former Odisha Minister and ex-MLA Duryodhan Majhi passed away at his residence on late Monday night, informed his son Krishna Singh Majhi. As per reports, Majhi was taken to the hospital following illness on Monday night. However, he was declared brought dead. His body will be taken to his village today, where his last rites will be performed. Maji was a 5-time MLA from Khariar Assembly constituency in Nuapada district. He resigned from Biju Janata Dal in 2014 and won the 2014 Odisha Legislative Assembly election with Bharatiya Janata Party ticket. He had successfully contested the state assembly polls in 1990 and 1995 as Janata Dal candidate, in 2000 and 2004 as Biju Janata Dal candidate, and in 2014 as BJP candidate. Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik on Monday laid the foundation stone for the construction of 2 barrages being built at a cost of 493 crore rupees on Eeb River in Kopa Singha and Kudabanga blocks of Sundargarh district. The projects will be funded by the government and are likely to be completed in 2 years. On completion, the barrages will benefit 47,000 people in Sundargarh Sadar, Lefripada, Bali Sankara, Tongarpali blocks and Sundargarh municipality. This apart, 488 hectares will be irrigated by the 2 projects. Fishermen can also use the barrages for fishing. A number of tainted and jailed seers and religious organizations have been allotted land in the upcoming Magha Mela township, leading to dissent among the seer fraternity. Anand Giri, who is lodged in Naini Central Jail for alleged abetment to suicide of former Akhil Bharatiya Akhada Parishad chief Mahant Narendra Giri, is one such saint. Anand Giri, the founder of Ganga Sena Shivir, was arrested last year following the death of his guru Mahant Narendra Giri, who was found dead in his ashram on September 20. The Ganga Sena is being allotted land in Sector 5. Chinese mobile manufacturer Vivo has pulled out as Indian Premier League's title sponsor from this year, and the BCCI will replace it with Tata, the cash-rich league's governing council decided in the meeting on Tuesday. Following the governing council meeting, IPL chairman Brijesh Patel confirmed that the Tata Group, one of the India's largest business conglomerates, has come on board. Notably, Vivo has a couple of years left in its sponsorship deal with the league, and during this period, Tata will remain the main sponsor. The league will now be called the Tata IPL. NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg has warned Russia again that a further military aggression against Ukraine would carry a highly political and economic price. Stoltenberg, at the beginning of what he described as an important week for European security, highlighted the diplomatic efforts underway in search of a solution to prevent an armed conflict in a joint press conference with Olga Stefanchina, Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration of Ukraine. They spoke ahead of NATO-Ukraine Commission session and a NATO-Russia Council meeting here on Wednesday. Stoltenberg said Russia's agreement to attend the NATO-Russia Council was a positive signal. That's it for today. For news and detail, visit OdissaTV.in, Odisha's premier destination for news updates in English. This is Akanksha signing off.